Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is success. Each of my guests will discuss success in one form or another. My first guest became aware of his life's purpose following Hurricane Katrina in 2006. He shares the secret to happiness contained in his book, The 12 Keys, How to Unlock Your Full Potential and Live the Life of Your Dreams. My second guest is a financial reporter and anchor at CNBC. He recently moved to CNBC from Fox Business News. We'll discuss today's business headlines and have him explain the differences between the two financial news networks to determine which one is more successful than the other. My third guest is a Civil War historian and an author. He's an expert on the Battle of Gettysburg, and it's the 150th anniversary on July the 4th of the beginning of the Civil War. We'll examine how the North's success in the Battle of Gettysburg forged a unified nation. And as always, if you want to ask a question or if you want to speak to any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. David Friedlander is an author, an entrepreneur, an adventurer, motivating, inspiring, and teaching others how to eliminate fear, anxiety, doubt, and replace them with hope, love, confidence, and so we can live our best lives right now. Sparked by a dramatic life transformation in 2006 while rebuilding New Orleans after the Hurricane Katrina, he became aware of his life's purpose and mission. As he learned to heal and transform every area of his life, from his finances, his physical and mental health, relationships, and spirituality, he knew that he'd been given an amazing gift, and he was going to share that for the benefit of others. He's a graduate of the International Academy of Design and Technology in Toronto. David is a certified personal trainer, nutritionist, yoga instructor, specializing in peak performance and coaching for professional athletes. He's a licensed general contractor, a co-founder of Fodali and painting the Diamond Coating. It's a decorative painting system used in fine hotels. He's the founder of www.thesoliad.com. His hobbies include spearfishing, underwater exploration, flying airplanes, motorcycles, and travels. And he spends his time commuting between New Orleans, Dallas, and Los Angeles. How are you today, David?
Oh, I am fantastic, Billy the Brain. Great to be on your show.
Well, thank you for being a guest, and you definitely have a very extraordinary background. So tell us about the epiphany that you had in 2006 as you were rebuilding New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. How did it lead you to where you are today?
Well, I moved there after the hurricane. I had a strong feeling. I had been living in Los Angeles prior. And I had a strong feeling that my purpose was to go there and be a part of the rebuilding. And so I followed that. And part of what happened for me was I was involved in so much service for others and really being a part of a community. I feel like for the first time in my life where I was really being useful and helpful, I was helping people with what they needed. It was very fulfilling to me. And slowly, just a wonderful spiritual awakening started to happen for me in that the more I was doing for others, the more I was benefiting. I was making more money, and I was living a better life on all levels as a result of focusing my efforts on being of value to other people. And that's kind of where the journey for me began maybe 5 years ago or so, in really opening up to some greater abilities, talents, sort of things that I'm personally, spiritually aligned with, and finding my purpose in life. I'd say that's where it began.
Well, it's interesting and extraordinary because your life wasn't terrible before you went to New Orleans after Katrina. I mean, you had a good life, but this augmented your life. So what are the implications for those of us who are leading a pretty good life right now that can take advantage of some of the skills that you learned after Katrina?
Well, I'd say that the implications are there's always more. It can always get better. Even when your life is going really fantastic, the nature of the universe is awesomeness and unlimited awesome. So there is always room for improvement, for growth, for being even happier, even healthier, even more useful and beneficial to other people. And yeah, my life was really going, I'd say that my life was going well. And I think that a lot of people's lives go well, but not necessarily extraordinary. And so that's what my book, The 12 Keys, is all about, is how to kick it from going good or well, where you're getting, you know, sometimes it's going well, sometimes you're having setbacks, and you're kind of staying either neutral or making a little bit forward progress or neutral towards a little bit negative progress. The 12 Keys is really how to supercharge your life and consistently be living on an extraordinary plane, which is the right and the opportunity. We all have the ability to live an extraordinary life. And my goal with the book and the epiphanies that came to me was just to teach that and share that with as many people as possible so that the majority of the world or as many people as possible are living at their best life, because ultimately that then makes the whole world a much better, healthier, happier place.
My guest is David Friedlander. And David, for those of us who might be living a good life right now, talk to me, how do you know and how would you measure an extraordinary life? I mean, you know now that you're in an extraordinary level. At the time you started all of this, you didn't know you were going to arrive there. So differentiate between an extraordinary life and just an ordinary life.
Okay, I'd say the real premise of what I'm offering to people is that you can literally live the life of your dreams. Not some of your dreams, not a watered-down version of your dreams, but literally everything that you would want to have in your life to the highest degree. And that's the real difference is in my life prior to really kicking it to extraordinary, I had a lot of good things going. I have, you know, my health. I have a good family. I've had, you know, good breaks in business at times. But I wasn't living a real intentional life, and I think that's the difference. Extraordinary means you intentionally think about what is your ultimate best life. I mean, to the highest degree possible. Not what do you think is realistic, but what is your ultimate best life as far as financially, relationships, health, everything, everything. And what I give in the 12 Keys is I give specific directions as to how to find out for you what that is, and then how to most effectively start focusing on the things that are going to make you the happiest and the most productive. And for example, what I mean is, this is a small thing, but this is an example. I made a list of 100 things. This is in the book. This is chapter 6, which is goals. And I call that targets for your attention. And so I just started writing literally everything big, small, huge, outrageous that I could possibly want, thinking my greatest life ever would be ... and fill in the blanks, essentially. And what really helped me to gain confidence in this process was that I wrote things that were small, like I need new business cards and a new laptop computer, to giant things like I want to get a multi-million-dollar contract to paint the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Now, magically, I witnessed as things that were things that I had wanted for a long time in my life, like a digital video camera or new business cards, as soon as I put them into focus, as soon as I wrote them down and really became clear about how this process of manifestation worked, I started producing amazing results, getting business cards and laptops and a contract to paint the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And one thing on my list is I want to own a piano and learn to play it beautifully. So I don't really put much thought to it after I wrote it on the list and focused on it in the way I talk about in the book. But while I was painting the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, one day I walk in and there's two pianos in the lobby, just sitting there. And I asked the construction manager, what's up with these pianos? He said, why? You want them? We bought new ones for the hotel. These ones are, you know, they're old, they're vintage, but we're not going to use them. The new owner wants to have new, brand new pianos. So I literally was given two beautiful vintage pianos out of an old historic hotel in New Orleans. One I gave to a friend and one I kept for myself. And that's extraordinary living. That's when you really start activating the magic of life. The meaning of life takes on new implications. And that's what I want to instill and inspire in other people, is that there's a lot more magic, a lot more power available as being a human than most people recognize, and I live most of my life recognizing. And I want to help people discover their own magic, their own powers to create miracles, and really live their best life, extraordinary life.
There certainly is magic. My guest is David Friedlander, author of the book, The 12 Keys, How to Unlock Your Full Potential and Live the Life of Your Dreams. Now, David, you say that this is a scientific formula. So let's go through quickly for my audience, the 12 keys. They are have an open mind, be of service, faith, self-awareness, purpose, goals, which you mentioned before, vision, action, attitude, communications, overcoming obstacles, and teamwork. Now, there's a lot in there. We'd never be able to cover all of them. So I'm going to ask you the hard question. I'm going to ask you, as the father of 12 children, these 12 keys right here, which one is the most important? Where does one start with their 12 keys?
Oh, well, I knew you were going to ask that, so I'm ready with an answer. They're all very important. They're all kind of like aspects of a diamond, you know, not necessarily one more important, but I would say there is one, first and foremost, is the very first key, which is an open mind. If you want to produce new results in your life, because really we live in a system, and you asked about this being scientific, and so I'd like to address that for a second. We live in a system of cause and effect. Cause and effect. I called you, and now I'm on the show. You had emailed me and said, David, you want to be a guest on the show. So there's cause and effect constantly taking place in our lives. It's about understanding how is the cause and effect working. Most of us understand on a physical level, if you say, drop an ice cream cone on the floor, you're pretty confident you know what the result is going to be. You know what's going to happen. Now, most of us don't really know the cause and effect of our thoughts and our emotions. And what I would like to offer to people is our thoughts, every one of them, matter. They actually materialize into the substance of our physical 3D reality. So number one, open mind, being open to the idea, first of all, that maybe reality is slightly different than you might think. Also, being open to the idea that your thoughts and emotions carry a tremendous amount of power. And furthermore, being open to the idea that it's possible to live a better life than you're currently living. That is first and foremost paramount to the whole process becoming activated, because if you do not believe in your mind and in your heart that it's possible to have more, do more, and be more, then you will never trigger the actions and the thoughts and the stuff that you need to do to really kick it up in your life.
All right. I can understand having an open mind, but if I went out on the street and asked 100 people, do you have an open mind? As just a stranger randomly selecting 100 people, out of those 100 people, I'm going to guess the vast majority of them, north of 80% of them, are going to say, yes, I have an open mind. So the skill is, or the trick is, and this is what I need you to instruct my listeners on, is, yes, I may believe I have an open mind, but do I really have an open mind? So what are some tips or techniques that we can use to really open up our mind to the abundance that's available?
Okay, great question. Well, I'd say you can read my book.
Shameless self-promotion.
That's about the fastest and easy way that that's going to happen. This is what I'd say. I'd say that anytime you find, for everybody listening right now, if you find anything, being in the river of life, being in the flow of things, when things are moving well, it's easy, it's fluid. You feel happy, you feel healthy, you feel energized. Now, when you come up against a moment in your life where you start to feel something that's doubt, that's anger, that's fear, that's worry, something that just doesn't feel good in your gut, it resonates a bad feeling. What you can do, that's an opportunity, that's like a red flag for you to evaluate what are you actually focused on at that moment. And the likelihood is, not the likelihood, actually the fact is, if you are feeling a negative emotion, if you're feeling something bad, and I'd say bad is worry, fear, doubt, anger, jealousy, something like that, lack, that is an indication that your mind is thinking a thought of lack, limitation, anger, jealousy, or worry. And the thing is, you have the power to shift what you're thinking about, and you can consciously put your mind onto other stuff. And that's some of the stuff I teach in the book about vision and about goals, is specifically learning how to shift. And what I mean is, say you have a stressful situation at your job. When you imagine the stress of it, when you imagine the conflict, say you don't get along with a coworker. When you imagine that the conflict with the coworker, you feel bad, you feel anxious. Now, if you consciously focused on having a smooth communication with that coworker, or focused on some other aspects of your job that you like, now you can produce in yourself an emotion of ease, of harmony. And it really has to do with what are you thinking about. So if your mind is open to this information, the real thing that I would offer is that every time that you feel something negative or bad, be open to the fact that you can change the channel. on what you are currently tuned into and focused on, that is producing an emotion in you that then the consequence of which is actual experiences in your 3D life that will result in either conflicts or harmony with that coworker, and conflicts or harmony outside of your job, totally unrelated to that specific thought.
All right. My guest is David Friedlander, author of the book, The 12 Keys, How to Unlock Your Full Potential and Live the Life of Your Dreams. David, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The 12 Keys?
Oh, I want to encourage, motivate, and empower people with the understanding that every single one of us is literally infinitely powerful and infinitely creative, and that every single person, every single one of us has the power to transform all the stuff that is wrong in our life and turn it to sunshine. And then also, that having problems and having issues right now, if you're listening to this and you're saying, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, you have so many issues and conflicts and I don't understand or any of that, the truth is problems are opportunities to grow and to progress. And so I want to inspire people to know that no matter how bad it is, no matter how rough things are in your life right now or have ever been, there is hope, there is possibility, and it's you. You, being a human, have the power to make your life what you want it. I give very specific techniques, and I tell lots and lots of stories of other people who are just like you and me who have gone on to create extraordinary lives in the form of making lots of money, making social impact, making change, having an influence, healing themselves from traumatic situations. For example, Rick Allen, the drummer of Def Leppard, I talk about him in the book in the chapter on overcoming obstacles. When he was 21 years old, was involved in a reckless driving car accident on his own behalf that led to his arm getting amputated. And he was a drummer at this point of Def Leppard, a rock band, and most people use two arms to drum.
Right.
Motivated and encouraged by his bandmates and his own inner guidance, said, this is not a good thing that my arm just got ripped off, but you know what? I'm still going to be the drummer of this band. I'm going to figure out a way to keep doing it. So they rigged up his drum kit so he'd use an extra pedal to replace what his right arm was doing, and went on to the biggest success that Def Leppard has ever had, their album Hysteria, which has Pour Some Sugar on Me, Animal, all their biggest hits, Hysteria. Really, it came out after he had ripped off, his arm was amputated and he was drumming with one arm. So that's the difference between getting knocked down in life and staying down, or getting knocked down and rising up and using that as a tool for growth. He now has a spiritual center in Malibu. He helps other people with disabilities. Him and his wife are doing wonderful things in the world, and he says that arm getting ripped off was a blessing in disguise that woke him up and created a spiritual awakening for him.
And we're going to have to leave... And we're going to have to leave it there, David. We're out of time, unfortunately. But if people are interested in you, what you have to say, and want to learn more about you or learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Okay, you're going to go to www.thesolid.com, the solid object, thesolid.com, and you can get the 12 keys there. You also can get tons of free videos. I have videos of myself, tons of other speakers, authors, teachers, all free. You can use your Facebook to log in, thesolid.com, all kinds of free resources for having, doing, and being more and more and more in your life, and that's what I want to give to all of you listening to this program. So it's my pleasure, my gift. You can even get the ebook for free off of the website if you go there today.
Oh, that's a tremendous offer. Thank you, David, for being my very special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Billy the Brain. Look forward to being back.
Thank you.